their current size, from programming to finances. If this describes your church, you're not alone. Far from it. Churches at levels 1 and 2 together represent roughly 80% of all U.S. churches. Common level 2 questions that lead to plateauing are, how can I train someone to take my place so that this ministry will keep going after I step down? How can we maintain past participation levels in the church's workdays when we spruce up the property? How do we make this the best church possible for the people God has brought to us? How do we get enough volunteers to keep all our ministry staffed? How can we use church funds better to maintain our facilities and better support our paid staff? These two are important questions, but none of them will lead to practices that take the church out of its pattern of holding even. Nothing prevents you from addressing level 2 questions necessary for survival, while at the same time asking better questions. I think of Mike Slaughter, who, fresh from seminary, received an assignment from his United Methodist denomination to pastor a 100-plus-year-old church in a central Ohio hamlet of fewer than 20 homes named Ginghamsburg. Since its founding, Ginghamsburg Church had hovered at around 50 people. Mike set out to meet their needs, but also to ask better questions, all centered on, how can I lead this congregation to discover new heights in what it means to be a follower of Jesus? He started a discipleship group among these saints, and as the months went by, they not only grew personally in their faith, but also started inviting friends to join their journey. As Mike reflects, I jokingly called the process Sanctified Amway because of how devoted people became to our product, a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. I foresaw the leaders who emerged from our small group community becoming the Joshuas and Deborahs of tomorrow's church. And they did. Mike stayed at the church for more than 30 years, and so did a large portion of that original group. During this time, not only did attendance grow tenfold, but Ginghamsburg sent out several teams to birth 5 more Methodist churches in their area. And 2 of those births have helped birth other Methodist churches. Likewise, they've started ministries from urban Dayton to poverty-stricken Sudan in Africa. The Sudan effort, by the way, began with a congregation-wide question one year. What does Jesus want from us for this coming Christmas? Level 3 churches are experiencing growth anywhere from slow to rapid. Sometimes the growth is misleading. Perhaps it's just a reshuffling of the saints because the church across town had a split and your church has a better children's ministry. I've also seen growth as merely an extension of class or race, as when middle-class minorities are moving into an area, many of them already followers of Christ, and one particular church is an affinity match for them. Other times, however, the growth comes mostly from conversions as the church helps people find their way back to God. Maybe the church has an outstanding student ministry, high-visibility young adult gathering, vibrant missional communities, and/or an effective program of Christ-centered recovery groups. Typically, the teaching ministry is also relevant in content and regularly invites people to take next steps in becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. More often than not, the church is reaching out in tangible ways to show the community the love of Jesus, especially by serving the disadvantaged. Level 3 churches make up approximately 16% of all Protestant churches in the United States. Leaders of Level 3 churches ask questions that lead to growing, such as, should my leadership style change now that we've grown so much? How can we help all the recent newcomers get to know us and each other so they feel better connected? How can we close the back door so that more of our newcomers engage in our discipleship process? How can we decide between a building expansion or adding another worship service to keep us from bottlenecking the growth? How can we keep growing the mission in light of so many new people who don't yet tithe? These are also good questions, but none of them will lead to practices that move the church from its pattern of growth by addition to one of reproduction or multiplication. Level 4 questions will lead to reproduction, and level 5 questions to multiplication. We'll go into those in the next chapter. For now, I want you to see and understand that levels 1, 2, and 3 are about the shift from subtraction to addition. It is good to grow, level 3, but why settle for good when what God wants for His church is something better, level 4, or even the best, level 5? Does something tell you there has to be more?